Hello, hello. It is office hours. What's happening, people? Who do we have here? Eva and Jennifer. Woo-hoo. How you guys doing? Say hi in the chat. Cool. So let's get this party started, shall we? Hey, Jennifer. So don't mind me, guys, because I'll say like the lovely phrase. Actually, you guys are seeing me sweat a lot right now between the video I posted in Facebook, but I just literally hauled my butt here from this interview that I was being interviewed for a documentary of mine, and it went way, way over. So this is like Sarah hauling butt to get back here in time to get started. So yeah, I hope you're okay with glow or sweat, just sweatiness, mental, crazy. Jennifer says, I have so many tabs open. I was on another screen. I was like, where is she? All of a sudden, this voice comes from the ether. Cool. So, oh, thanks. Yeah. She said, Jennifer says, yeah, I look great, or you look great. So it's that glow of sweat. Woo. So, Eva, I see you there. So I know you have a question for me. So if you want to add it to the questions pile, and let me know, because I believe you said you were at a lake somewhere or a forest somewhere. So let me know if you have enough signal to hop on and chat with me via video. So let me know. Okay, so we do have our lovely fellow videos. Oh gosh, I have sweat dripping. Our lovely video star, Charisse, did send some questions. So, Jennifer, if you want to give it some thought. If you have any questions about making video and all that fun stuff, being on camera, you just add that question to the queue, and we'll rock it out. So let me grab Charisse's stuff here. So how's implementation week going? I ask this to everybody who is to the peeps who are here and to the ones who are not here when you're watching this in the replay, because it has been like tumbleweeds in the group, very, very quiet. So make sure you're pressing record and getting through these lessons, guys, because it's like, whoo, sweat. It's time to see. I'm getting my sweat on when it comes to like getting my butt here for you guys. So get your sweat on when it comes to pressing record and making some videos. Okay, it's time to sweat. It's the on-camera boot camp after all. We gotta sweat. Okay, Jennifer says, I'm the worst. I haven't been able to catch up yet. I've been in an intensive working on my signature talk. Eek! Exclamation mark. Fabulous. How awesome is that? Yeah, I mean, hey, you guys have this program for the life. As long as this program's around, you have it for the life of the program. So of course there's no like extreme urgency, like I'm gonna disappear entirely, once this run is done. So I get it. Like people have lives, stuff comes up, you get busy, and you're working on your signature talk, like stuff happens. So I totally, totally, totally understand. And I support you wherever you're at, because I know I have certainly signed up for courses where, oh my goodness, I can see the sweat. Guys, this is crazy. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. This is terrible. Yeah, this is what happens when you're like playing, being cool in your interview and like rocking it, and then you have to haul ass because it went way over. Yeah, at any rate, I've definitely taken courses where I was like, yeah, I'm so gonna be like right there and doing it. And then you're like, oh my gosh, like I have so much to do. So I understand. And Jennifer says, thank you, but we have you now, so we should take full advantage of your expertise. Yes, I agree. I do agree. Speaking of which, if you have any questions, Jen, about, being on camera, about your signature talk, as far as if you're thinking of putting it into video, anything, I'm here. My mom, in the meantime, while people are hopefully still trickling in, I'm going to find Charisse's question here. She has two questions, I believe. Okay, so guys, here we go. Charisse's question begins with, in addition to creating a training course, I also intend to create a little create little mini commercials for my downloadable instructional materials. Okay, I'll put these short videos up on my WordPress site, but I am a bit concerned about bogging down the site, videos not loading quickly enough, etc. Her first question is, what do I need to know about hosting public videos on my own site? And she says, in brackets, I basically know nothing at this point. And then she has a second question, which I'll get to after. So her first question here, what does she know about hosting public videos on her site? So sites are pretty robust as far as putting videos up there. Like what I do is I use Vimeo or YouTube. So any of the special videos that I don't want any of like the YouTube branding on, or like the option of people like just going and suddenly looking up cat videos because they like the YouTube thing is playing. I use Vimeo for that. I use Vimeo Pro because it has more storage space. So essentially the process is you upload your videos to a place like Vimeo or YouTube. And then from there, you grab the embed code, okay? So you use an embed code and you can take that embed code and then you embed that video into your site. I know that there are other, like, I think when people start getting more, investing more into their videos and into their business, so when you're at like, you know, you're just putting more money into it, people are using Amazon, I believe it is. And yeah, so it's like you don't actually store all the videos on your site necessarily. For the on-camera bootcamp, I am actually storing videos on the site and audio, so you guys are able to download those things. So I upload those. Here's where your eyes might start to get glossy. There's this thing called an FTP. And you use that, it's like essentially it's a program that you get for your computer or you hire somebody to do it for you. And it's this way, it connects to your WordPress site and you can upload big files and things like that through this FTP server, okay? So that's essentially how you would do like the downloadable stuff, things that are really large sized. So so for me right now with the on-camera bootcamp, it seems to be working pretty good so far. I will investigate as the course grows and the users grow, then I'll be investigating more robust platforms. But I know there's this, it's like, I hear the things around, I think it's Wistia and Amazon together, something like that. I will take a deeper, closer look into it. But for your purposes right now, stick with uploading your videos to Vimeo or YouTube, and then embedding those videos into your site, okay? And if you don't know how to embed the videos into your site, that's like a whole other conversation, but I can give you like the quick lowdown on it without going too terribly deep. So if you can like just in the group, Charisse, if you can let me know if you know how to embed videos or, you know, use the embed code in the coding section of a page. Woohoo! All right, let me know about that, okay? So now I'm going to, and since it's a two-part question, I'm gonna stick with this, and then Jennifer, I see you have a question there. And if you could actually type it into where it says questions at the bottom underneath like the screen, then I can actually timestamp where questions are asked. It'd be fabulous. Okay, thank you, lady. So Charisse's second part here, she says, second, do you have any great ideas for making informative, engaging commercials that don't feel like commercials? I'm thinking they'll be about 30 seconds each. The audience needs to know what the product is, who it helps, why it's important, and how to use it. My products are mostly worksheet style activities or books or books of activities, if that helps any. Okay. So I wish you were on the call, Charisse, because that would be, and thanks, Jennifer, for typing the question in. Because this would be a great conversation, because coming up with concepts and things like that is something that comes from knowing more about exactly what you're doing, who you're talking to specifically. Like, there's a lot of investigation that happens when you're coming up with concept work and research and things like that. I'd say, like, well, I'll address it in broad strokes for now. And if it does manage to get more specific while I'm talking through this, cool. But you have here making informative, engaging commercials that don't feel like commercials. So questions that I would ask you to ask yourself are things like, are you in these commercials? Are you hiring people to be in these commercials? As far as the script is concerned, like that is probably where you're going to start, is to figure out what it is that you want to say in these commercials. And the best way to make them not sound, you say you don't want them to feel like commercials, is to do what, like a soft sell. So that the commercial itself is more of an experience. You want to touch people's hearts. It could be a personal story from somebody. It could be documentary style. So it really doesn't feel like a commercial. And speak to the heart of like what your people need. And generally, like commercial, if you don't want it to feel like a commercial, you know, not looking in camera can go a long way. So it could be footage that is more of like lifestyle, slice of life type stuff, that feels more real. Yeah, that's like the first type of thing that comes to my mind. It could be like a situation, like if it's, you have here, your products are mostly worksheet style activities or books of activities. So it could be somebody who is, you know, working through this or through these activities, or focus on like commercials. Essentially, a really well done commercial makes you actually want to watch it because you don't feel like you're being sold to. They get very clever about it. And really, it's about creating stories, creating situations, rather than just sitting and talking to the camera about what you do and how you can help them. Because that instantly doesn't feel like you want it to feel exciting for them, like that they want to take action, right? So as far as, you know, where you can start is I would suggest start thinking about like what types of situations. Well, first of all, is that question of, are you on camera? Like, are you talking in this video? Or is it like, are you having actors come in or past clients? Like I said, like a documentary style type of thing. You know, there's a lot of brainstorming that would need to happen to understand exactly what you could do. You know what I mean? Because really the world, the sky's the limit, the world is your oyster, all that kind of good stuff. When it comes to this, like really the only thing you're limited by is what you can do technically, what you can do financially. But it's just about brainstorming ideas and situations and stories of how you can get the point across that these workbooks and activities or worksheet style activities and books of activities are amazing and that they change lives or that they, you know, have a huge impact on people. That's what you want to really go for, is that impact, that feeling, you know? Oh gosh, I wish you were on the call so we could talk through it more. But that's the essential place where you will want to, you know, begin doing this type of work, is to really start writing down what types of stories you can actually tell with my R2-D2 email going off. Sorry, guys. Is to really sit down and brainstorm what types of stories that you are surrounded by in the work that you do. What do you see? What was your inspiration for doing this? To get, you know, more into your heart about why people need your stuff. That's really what commercials do, or they should. A good commercial should do that. So whether the commercial makes you laugh, makes you cry, makes you want to take action, you know, or share it with your people, because it doesn't feel like a commercial. It all comes down to story, and then also style of how it's shot. So yeah, so that's what I've got for you right now. Yeah, because for me, when I'm working with clients to make, you know, branded videos for people, like I'm a heavy, heavy research gal. So I would encourage you to do the same thing, because that's where I get my ideas from, is actually like really diving into my clients, their desires, their hopes, dreams, fears when it comes to making, you know, these important, more important videos. I dive into their customers, what their customers' fears, hopes, dreams are. What wakes them up in the middle of the night, and what they want to feel when they're watching these videos, you know? So if you can brainstorm stories that can, that are, you know, meaningful to you or touch you, make you laugh, make you feel inspired or empowered or satisfied from the work that you've done. Just start writing those things down and writing down how you want people to feel when they're watching these commercials, because that's the most important thing. And I think like a commercial nowadays, you know, with viral videos and things like that, a lot of it is, you know, can be very, very soft sell, so that, you know, your 30 seconds is that you're telling a story or showing a moment, say an autistic kid has this breakthrough with using your books, or a mom who's been frustrated finds a way to work through with her kid who has Asperger's or something, you know, like a moment of real sharing and real connection. And then at the end, you know, your website can come up. You know, like that's one approach, is to take a really, really soft sell approach and tell a story with it. Okay. But this is also, I don't know how technical you want to get. I don't know if you're hiring people to do this. So there's lots of questions that I would have for you in order to get more specific and really start to hone in on the best approach for you. Because if you're going to be shooting these yourself, you know, maybe having like some actors come in is not necessarily the best option. You know, having something that is super produced also maybe not, you know, your best option. Maybe there's something simpler where, let's say if it's you in the video and you're talking, like it's just you and you're talking about your product or whatever, is that you could actually do it in more of like a intimate type of way, so it feels more intimate, it feels more personal. You could talk about why, you know, why you do what you do. And you could talk about a story of, if you get permission of the person, but a story of one of your clients and what they experienced, if it's just you, you know? Yeah. So those are my thoughts with commercials, especially if you want the commercial to not feel like all salesy. And I'll say that, is that instead of feeling a commercial, that it feels salesy and like buy this, is that you want to really hone in on story and feeling of what you want people to experience when they watch it. Yeah. Okay. So I hope that helps, to get some ideas going, but you know, definitely write down, you know, just write down a bunch of stories, point form, stories that moved you, touched you, about people who've engaged with your product. You know, write down why you started this business in the first place, what your history is with that, because your passion should come through. Brainstorm around the different types of feelings or the journey that you wanted. Actually, two things. So brainstorm the type of feelings that you would like people to go through when watching your commercial. You know, is it a Hallmark commercial and you want them to feel sentimental and like they should call their dad? You know, is it something that's like a Dove commercial that makes you think and makes you, you know, stand up a little taller because you're a woman? Really, yeah, decide what it is that you want people to feel when they're watching it. And then also think about the journey that you want them to go through. So if you can imagine when they first come to watch your video, what kind of state they're in, what problems they're dealing with in that moment, and that your video transforms their day in some way. What is that journey? How does it transform them and make them go, it's time to make a change? Fun stuff. 30 seconds too. It's good. I'm excited to hear that you're doing this. It sounds like a really great idea. So get started with those points and share in the group. Let us know what you come up with and what ideas have, you know, come up in your brain, or if you need more help working through it, let me know. Okay. But yeah, information is helpful. Like the creative well comes from knowledge. It doesn't, and intuition, but it doesn't just come from intuition. So knowing your audience, knowing you know what you want to impart to people, you know what action you want them to take, how you want them to feel, those are all things that I would be like diving into big time, and the work you do as well, you know. So I would be so research heavy and generally like to come up with solid concepts and things like that. Particularly with this situation, because we're not able to workshop it together live, and I can ask you questions about your stuff. it's a little more challenging, but get started with that, with those little mini assignments, and share in the group and tag me in those posts as well. Okay, Cherise, I'm very excited for you. It sounds wonderful. Okay, so let's move on here. Hi, Eva. I don't know if you heard me earlier, Eva. I was asking if you're able to hop on the video with me or not. I know you're in the wilderness, so your signal may be, pretty weak. So let me know in the comments. And also, if you could kindly copy and paste your question and post it below the video where it says questions, there's a little tab that says questions. And that way I can really easily timestamp it for everyone so that when you go back to watch, you can go, oh yeah, I'm exactly at this time, and you can go straight to your question that way. Otherwise it's like guesswork and I've got to scroll through the footage and stuff. So I would greatly appreciate if you could do that. And let me go on here to, oh, and there it is. Okay, I don't know if you did that or just now or if I totally missed it, but thank you very much. Thanks, Eva. Okay, so Jennifer, if you can hold on a sec, because we do have Eva on the line, on with us here. And she is, I don't know, she's got unreliable internet right now because she's out in the wilderness. So I will start with Eva's question. Now, Eva, if you are able to hop on video, you let me know in the comments. I'll keep an eye on there, but otherwise I will start to answer your question, okay? All right. Okay, so Eva says, I have a question. I'm behind with modules, so I don't know if this has been covered. Totally cool. But I would very much like to know what recommendations you have for a teleprompter solution. I guess there are times when I can be spontaneous, but also a lot of times when I will need the support of a script. I use Mac and iPad if that is an issue. What inexpensive but still good solutions do you suggest? Pros and cons of them. And you also said probably not possible to join with video. Okay, no problem. There's, if you have an iPad, there's a very cheap app, I believe it's called Teleprompter. So it's like Teleprompter, and it may be Teleprompt R. I'm not sure. It's one of those. But that one is either free or very inexpensive. And I know it's been a popular one for people to use as far as the teleprompters are concerned. What I will say with teleprompters is I want you to consider practicing with them before you shoot your real videos that need teleprompters, because they can be a tricky beast. Also, when you're writing, actually, I'll come back to that in a sec. So, tricky beast. So, the reason they can be a tricky beast is there's a timing thing. So, you want to make sure that you set the timing and you have all your technical stuff set up in advance, that you test it. If you can test it while recording, even better, because then you'll be able to see, engage, like, what's happening with your eyes. Does it look like you're reading? Does it sound like you're reading? And practice, because teleprompters can be a real like fast track to sounding robotic in your videos, and they can also be a place where you lose some of your personality. So I want to make sure that you really dive in with the practice videos, practice missions, and all that stuff, or video missions, before you start diving into things like teleprompters, teleprompters. They're cool. They're great because you can script your stuff and like, bam, just kind of go through it. But you want to make sure that you're ready for it, and that is, you in front of the camera are ready for it. And also the technical stuff is ready, as far as, again, like your eye movement. Like if you're standing too close to it, like your eyes will definitely dart from side to side as you're reading. If you're further away from it, you know, like the distance that you're covering is narrower. So there's like things that you can test and experiment when using it. Also with teleprompters, with iPads, and I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but you can use it with your iPad. So you can like put your iPad like right underneath your camera. However, it can look like you are not looking directly into the lens, because you aren't looking directly into the lens with this stuff. But for, you know, affordable teleprompters, this is the, like, using something that syncs to your iPad is the best option right now. There are more expensive, like much more expensive teleprompters out there that actually have like a mirror and a sheet of glass that goes up right in front of the lens so that you actually are looking right through the lens. But that's like for way down the road, if ever. That would be like if you're hiring a professional team, they would, you know, come with a teleprompter like that. But the best option for a DIY is definitely to use the iPad app teleprompter. There's also, I believe that there's an online, like a browser version, like if you don't have an iPad and you just, you know, you're using your desktop, there is a desktop teleprompter out there as well, which I will get for you guys. I will list all these things in the Sarah's recommended resources for you guys, because Tech Week is next week. So today, you know, we're not going to get so super crazy with tech, but I will add that stuff into my Sarah's recommended resources so you can hunt it down. Okay. Another thing I want you to consider, Eva, when you're doing videos with teleprompters is that you really, 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 really want your script to sound like you. And you want it to sound like it's coming, you know, that there's a spontaneity to it. I mean, professional for sure, but also spontaneous, that it doesn't feel like it's scripted. As Charisse was saying with her commercial stuff, she doesn't want it to feel salesy or commercial. I add in the word salesy. But it's a similar type of thing with teleprompters in that you want it to feel alive. You want to feel alive when you're in front of it. And that also comes from the script. So what I recommend is that whenever you're scripting stuff out for videos, as opposed to, you know, using talking points or speaking off the cuff, is to read that stuff out loud. Read that script out loud to someone is even better. And let them tell you whether it sounds like you or not, because we can get very formal in our writing, you know, and we don't talk the way that we would talk to a person, to a human being, when we start writing sometimes. So a great way to see if you actually are sounding like yourself is like read it to a friend. Like, don't read it to your business coach, read it to a friend, you know, read it to your spouse or, you know, your sister or somebody who knows you and say, does this sound like me? Because you want people who are watching you, whatever video you're doing, to get a sense of you, right? So if I was to write a script, like I haven't done any scripting for my videos at all. I highly just don't want to do that. I will probably eventually, like down the road, have some scripted videos when I'm feeling more like a need to be more specific about the marketing words that I choose and that type of thing. I'll probably start scripting down the road a little bit, but not too much, because really I find there's so much life in unscripted stuff. For me personally, everyone's different. But if I was going to write a script for myself to use with a teleprompter, I would have to add in lots of little phrases and words that just don't sound necessarily, what's the word? Professional is the wrong word, but I do tend to, you know, anyhow, we all have our little idiosyncrasies. And for me, if I was to all of a sudden show up and be very like la 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 and perfect with all my sentences, like here's the thing is I'm a writer, right? Like I'm a writer and director, and my writing is actually one of my strengths. So it's funny that I am not going to be writing for this side of my business, at least for quite some time. But I have written films and stage plays and all that jazz, so I understand the power of writing. And because I'm more eloquent as a writer than I am as a speaker, because I have time to sit with it and to hone it and to perfect it, you know, I think the danger comes with perfecting it too much, right? Because I say I say so, I pause, I'm like, nah. And I have these off the cuff type things that I say, and I would do a disservice to myself if I got rid of that stuff, you know? So for you, Eva, as you start doing your video missions and start to see where your strengths lie as far as being on camera, You'll start to understand like what types of things you should be including in your scripts, what kind of language you need to be using in your scripts, because it should sound like you, it should sound like how you talk, but just, you know, honed and, you know, just like you've got the marketing language and you've got like all that stuff added in there. Right. So, I hope that makes sense. But yeah, the teleprompter itself, go with an app for the iPad. That's what I would suggest. And get a way to mount your iPad underneath your camera lens. And you can do that with like getting a tripod that has a iPad adapter on it. And I do have those linked in the resource page. So you're covered. Okay. So if you have any follow-up questions to this, let me know. But for now, I definitely want to make sure that you approach this. You know, I have this phrase I use, which is start at the beginning. So I want to make sure that you start at the beginning with this stuff. And teleprompters will be in your future, it sounds like. It's something that you definitely want to incorporate. But for right now, you know, start at the beginning with this course when you're diving in. Okay. But I'm proud of you. I'm so excited to see you here. It's really, really lovely to see you. Okay. So yes, if you have any more, and you said very helpful. Thanks a lot. No problem. If you have any more follow-ups to that, let me know. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Jennifer, who had, I'm sure, a fabulous question in here. Oh, wait, hold on a second here. Let me just follow up. Eva says, of course I'd practice before. Also, I do not necessarily need an iPad/Mac solution. I'm open to others as well. And yes, I know it's a challenge to sound natural and spontaneous. Yes. But, you know, like I said, with those specific techniques of when you're writing your script to read it out loud, like I can't stress the importance of that enough, is to read it out loud to someone who knows you well and say, does this sound like me? Do I sound like, you know, I'm putting on the entrepreneur hat and it doesn't quite sound like me. It goes a long way, really, really long way. Another option, Eva, here's another option when it's coming to scripting. Jennifer, I'll get to your question in a sec. But when it comes to scripting for teleprompters, one fun low pressure way to do it is to so this is in advance of writing the script, grab your bullet points. So write down bullet points of what you want to say from start to finish. Okay. You know, starting with the hook and going into introduction, who you are, you know, all that stuff, like get to the heart of it and call to action, all that fun stuff, and put it in bullet points. And then get your phone and press record, just on the audio. You don't need to video yourself. Just press record and go through those bullet points and talk through them. So you know how you see in courses where if there's a video for a course, they'll have like points that'll come up on the PowerPoint. And so it'll be, say, the first point is how to feel spontaneous and natural when using a teleprompter. So you'd get to that point and be like, how to, you know, feel spontaneous and natural in front of a teleprompter. Well, let me tell you guys, it's not as easy as it sounds. Blah, 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 blah. And you ad lib on top of those bullet points, right? And you are using your own language. It's in your own words. It's conversational. So go through your script in that way with these bullet points and just like jam, do it a few different times and then you could send that off to like a transcriber at Fiverr and get them to transcribe that for you. And then from there, you've already got your conversational elements because you are just talking in a low pressure situation about this thing that you're doing. And, you know, it could be a good inspiration for you as far as how to build that script and how to make sure that you sound like yourself. Okay. So those are two ways that you can dive in when it comes to scripting your teleprompter videos. Okay. All right. I'm going to bust a move down here with Jennifer. You've been very patient. Okay. So Jennifer asks, I can ask a question. Since you've seen my YouTube videos, yes, I have, what would be my next step to take them up a notch, up level them a notch? What would be my best step? Suggestions? That's an excellent question. Now I haven't seen them recently. Oh, you say, haha, no problem. I didn't know if anyone else had questions. No, it's all good. So, from what I, again, this is like having to recall what's going on there. Actually, do you want to hop on the video? Are you like video friendly today? Let me know and we can jam, sister. AKA video star. I'm not. You're not, but I can hop on. Smiley face. Okay, I'm gonna bring you up here. Oh, wait. Nope, wrong button. Okay, there we go. Share the stage with you. Okay, so something should come up fairly soon that allows you to join me here. And we'll jam. Jamalicious. Remember from like the 90s? I think it was Saturday Night Live. Oh, hey, okay, thank you. I was about to go monologuing about Saturday Night Live. It is wonderful to see you. Loving the hair.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You hip hop. I stole my sweetie's jacket, so I was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna put on makeup, but I'm gonna give you urban chic at the house.
I love it. Love it. Work it. So let's dive in. What I recall from your videos is there's a little bit of editing as far as you have like titles and things like that, right? And then it's you talking in your space or outside, and you're talking about your stuff, right?
That's it.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can tell me about them?
No, that's it. And if you've seen them outside, then those are kind of like the more recent, because I know lighting for me is always an issue. Like, since I didn't know I'd be on now, like the window sometimes is weird. This is my office, and so it's sometimes kind of dark. But
Okay.
anyway, so if
Okay.
you've seen outside, I've started going outside because it's like my happy place and the lighting is usually better.
Okay, cool. Okay, so this is kind of like going back into the memory banks of your stuff. What I can say is like, your online or your on camera quality is really, really lovely. I do remember that. You come across quite naturally in your videos, which is fantastic. I'd say like, ways to step it up could be okay, let me ask some questions first. So are you using music in your videos? So at the beginning, at the end, all throughout?
I have intro, outro music, and then I have like a little jazzy something that's like really low under me talking.
Okay, cool. Okay. I would say, probably the next, like for you, the next step would probably be investing in some lights
Okay.
to get consistent.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I would say that would be your next step, because if you're already, you're comfortable on camera, which is amazing. And well, or you appear confident on camera, you're doing pretty good. And you have started to do simple edits as well. And you even said like your one complaint is inconsistent light. So for me, that makes me go, okay, it's time to step it up so this stuff is more repeatable and that you have more quality control over what you're doing. You know what I mean? I love the eye roll. It's like, yeah,
Like, yeah.
I
Well, and so since the lighting's a thing, then next week is tech stuff. So I could like do all my questions then, kind of save them for like which lights and what are people using and
Well, so next week with tech is like easy, really super simple, easy breezy tech. So the lighting stuff that we're going to deal with is not yet dealing with lights. It's
Okay.
dealing with a different type of light. So, baby steps.
Wait, as
But
long as I
the
know
week,
that's what's next,
yeah, but the week after that will be when the bonuses drop, and I will be showing you exactly how to light as simply as possible.
Because like you have such a cool setup because it's just like white, and that's really
Right.
cool. I forgot about that. Yeah, I couldn't even dream of that. That's
You can dream of it, actually. It's pretty like once it's all about baby steps, right? Because if you're someone, say you're not comfortable on camera and I'm like, hey, use these lights, like you're gonna run for the hills. You're like, excuse me, I gotta run right now because that's insane and it's too much, right? It's like anything. Like I think about the baby steps that I take in being an artist and learning about being an entrepreneur. Like if I had started like, okay, I'm just gonna build a course today on my first day of deciding I'm going to be an entrepreneur, I probably would have run for the hills. Like, I'd be like, ah, like WordPress, what? Like,
totally. Membership site? Right? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. Like SEO, huh? What? So, you know, so, but you're at a position, I think, where, you know, we can start throwing some lights at you.
Okay. And the other thing, and this just might be, what is it? The nature of the beast, but it takes so long. I feel like it takes a long time. I feel like I don't always do my videos because I'm like, it's a day, you know, to do a 5-minute video, even though for me, making it shorter is the challenge. If I could go on for 20 minutes, I would. So, I don't know if you have any suggestions or if that's just that's
for sure. There's two parts to that. There is the it is what it is, but then there's an addition to that, which is for now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because speed is not something that should actually be the goal right now.
Speed
connection. Yeah, speed should not be the goal right now. Connection should be the goal. Having like learning how to set yourself up so that you're putting out videos that really show, you know, you at your best. As far as the lights, like, again, I think lights will take your videos up like a serious notch. Okay. It'll be like, oh, hey, look at me. Ah! You know,
okay.
You know, and but it's all part of a learning curve. But, you know, there are tricks such as, well, let me ask you first of all, before I go into the tricks. So talk me through what takes the most amount of time for you.
I think it's editing. I would have to say editing. Yeah. Okay. Like trying to make sure it's short enough or, you know, like, whatever, cutting out the ums and ahs. And I know I could hire an editor, which and it was not even thinking of expenses or anything, but I always feel like, how are they going to know the take that I want though? And so I don't trust it to anyone at this time. Like, I know you can cut out an but sometimes I do several takes or I re-go and, or I could be doing it several different ways where I know like, okay, remember that the third one was the one that, like you said, that connected the best. And my opinion. And so I'm like, well, I don't know if I want an editor for my like weekly free blog, you know?
Yeah. I get it. Well, let me talk about editors quickly.
Okay.
They are not all created equal. Mm-hmm. So never, ever go to Fiverr to get an editor. That's for me because I'm aiming you towards good quality stuff, right?
Like better than
Yeah, and especially if you're
someone.
What's that?
Like, yeah, if I'm going to go hire someone, they should be like leaps and bounds better than what I could do.
Exactly. You've got it. So, and that's the thing is like if they can't do it better than you, then it's totally not worth it, right? And also editing, like when you talk like for an editor worth their salt, like it is a time investment, you know, and editing isn't a cheap thing. So for your regular videos, it's like, I wouldn't suggest outsourcing editing at this stage. Mm-hmm. It is definitely something that is on you to do.
Yeah.
So some possible solutions around that to reduce your editing time. I mean, practice is one of them. So the more that you do it, the easier it'll get. Mm-hmm. And you can all, like, let me ask you, how do you record your videos? And guys, actually, let me just, before Jennifer answers that, I just want to kind of say, we will be covering editing quite extensively in the bonus materials. Mm-hmm. So I won't get very technical today. Today, we're just kind of talking broad strokes and helping to make Jennifer, helping her get her videos done faster. Okay. So just want to like preface that because if anyone's like, oh my God, this is crazy. This is just casual talk. Just casual talk about editing. Yeah. Ain't no thing. Okay, so what was my question to you?
Oh, what am I using? I started with iMovie, which I think you hate. Yes. Actually, now
passionately.
I tried ScreenFlow, but I just know iMovie, and so that's what I use. But sometimes it crashes on me and my editing gloss, and then that makes me want to quit for a season.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. So, yes. What's that?
Why do you not like iMovie? I don't remember.
Most editors hate iMovie. Mm-hmm. It's compared to proper editing software, it's very non-intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And the setup of it is quite visually confusing for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's multiple reasons. Also, I mean, yeah, anyhow. So iMovie is a frustrating program for most editors and most people who come across it. There's the occasional person who, like yourself, if you're like, hey, yeah, no, it works for me, then awesome. Majority of people, though, they get in there and it's really confusing for them. And it should be like for an Apple prides itself on being intuitive, and it's just it's not as intuitive as other stuff out there.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think that's good news that the thing I'm using, that like editing is a painful thing. Like maybe it's what I'm using that's painful. So it's actually good.
Yeah.
Cause I don't really know how to use, like I get by, but sometimes I like create a new project. And then, so I have like ever since I started this summer, actually, I was doing a summer series. They were all like, all of my things were in one thing. And then I don't know, I did another one and now they're in a different like queue. And but my intro is another one. And so I'm like, I don't even know how to use this actually. You know, like I'm not really happy at it.
Yeah. Well, the basics between, from one editing software to another, the basics around how to edit is the same. Mm-hmm. It's just different in visually how everything is set up, how it stores stuff, how like the where you know the timeline where you're actually editing varies a little bit from software to software, but the basic premise is the same from software to software. So I could hop on any editing software, and it would take me a little bit to understand like, you know, how do I do this action in this software? But they all essentially do the same thing.
Okay.
It's just like ease of use.
Should I try screen?
Yes. Yes, try it. They have a free.
I totally have it.
Oh, you have it? Yes. Absolutely.
I think I was in a hurry whenever the one time I was going to try it and I was like, I don't know this yet. And I could totally do that actually. Screen flow.
Yeah.
All try right. it. You're try my it. Boot yep. camp master, whatever.
I don't try it. And you know what? Yeah, boot camp master. Who sweats? Like, and like all this past week has been awful. Anyhow, what I do recommend for you is hold off if you can until we drop editing in the bonuses, which is not this coming week, but the one after. So like in 2 Mondays, you'll have the editing one.
All right.
And it really teaches you how to make the most of your time when you're filming and when you're editing.
Okay.
So it really breaks down exactly what steps you need to do. But it does take some time, you know, like I'm not going to lie, like editing, it's not something that will happen just like that.
Yeah.
And especially if you're discerning about what you want. Now, here's one thing for you to know when, like if and when you want to outsource any of your videos. To an editor, to, you know, Magicify. And that's the thing. Like if you have a good editor come on board, they can completely rebrand your videos. They can completely like show you exactly like, no, this is the music you need. And see if you choose this, make this choice, look what it does to your videos, you know, and they can like, they're just like, you know, specialists in making the most of what you have and what you've done. That's, you know, that's how we roll. That's how we roll. Because like for me, editing is one of the most creative parts of the process. And it's also where a lot of magic can happen.
Yeah.
So you can fix mistakes. You can make the videos better than they originally started. And they bet actually you better make them better than they originally started. Because if you're not, you're not doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that comes over time. That comes over time. But so if you're outsourcing, one thing to consider is there is such a thing called a paper edit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that directors do if they're not editing their own stuff. They will create a paper edit. So you let them know like what take to use when,
mm-hmm.
what footage you really liked. This has to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use this.
Yeah.
You know, and you can actually pre-assemble it in a way for them so that they know, you know, what you like.
That sounds like a possibility. Yeah. Just like if ever, whenever that, because that was the angst. I was like, I don't know that I'll ever have one unless it's like a videographer who's
helping
me. And then we have discussed and then, but that is like a whole other. And again, for my like video blogs, I just
get
deep. And it's not also like the quality that I want to get across. Actually, like I want it to be like real sister girlfriend, just telling you a little something, you know? So it doesn't have to be glossy. But I don't be rambly. And so that's why I still edit.
For sure. Another simple way, if you want to reduce your edit time, is to make the videos shorter.
Yes.
So if you have like 2 or 3 minute videos, yes, challenge. That's the challenge. But it is a way to reduce your editing time greatly, is that you just have less stuff. And that can come from like with your videos of just getting real specific of, you know, what's the in and out, you know? You don't need all the candlelight and the romancing and all that stuff, just in and out. Like, what's the in and out version of your videos, you know?
It's true. That is my challenge. Just my challenge, just like content-wise, like again, yeah, like just give the nugget. Like people just want sound bites. And after I filmed, like you gotta get it down. And so that's why I end up editing a lot, because I'm like, no, that's gotta go, it's gotta go.
Sure, Well, again, there's tips coming your way. Some fabulous tips that I don't want to overwhelm people with because we're not there yet. But it's tips on how to shoot and to make your life easier. Okay. And so make your editing life easier.
Yeah, cool. I'm here for that. That's exactly like the pain point. So I will give ScreenFlow a try because I use it, but I use it for like teaching modules and Yeah.
And I'd say like, because there's like ScreenFlow and Cam. So there's, what is it? Windows Movie Maker, I think it's called.
Sorry.
And iMovie. What's that?
I didn't hear what you said because I got distracted at my angles.
Okay. At your angles?
I was on camera ready. And then it's like, there's my big vision board.
Oh, nice.
But anyway, I just was feeling like I'm double chinning.
Okay. So you're posting it up. That's okay. You're like, I need a better angle.
And I've messed up my light. Whatever. All right.
No, I will never ever be sad from somebody like, oh, I need to fix my angle. Like, no, that's good. That's good.
Camtasia.
So here's kind of the thing. There's the free stuff that comes with your computer, the free editing softwares. And then there's like the next step up is the ones like Camtasia, which is for Windows, like PC, and ScreenFlow, which is for Mac. And those are like the affordable, not too crazy to use versions.
Yeah.
And then there's the pro versions. So, you know, at this stage, and actually there's also these ones that you can do where it's like a cloud and it's online. And they have these like built-in templates and stuff, but I don't recommend people use those.
Okay.
Hold on.
You got it.
Bless me. Bless me. Sorry, guys. And I think I like sneezed right into the microphone too. Sorry.
Nice.
You know, so I definitely recommend like as far as just getting something that is pretty intuitive. It's not too crazy to use once you get more comfortable in the landscape. You know, ScreenFlow and Camtasia is definitely that's the sweet spot right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the free ones that come with the computers are generally not as fabulous.
Okay. You
know? So not next week, but the week after when I drop editing and semi-pros, just stepped up lighting, let's call it that. I don't want to call it semi-pro, but stepped up lighting.
Nice.
Decide what you want to work on. You know, watch those videos and see which one of those lights you up the most. Because I wouldn't say like dive into both of them at the same time.
What, editing and lighting?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I just feel like I would want it, like I'll just go on Amazon and get whatever lights. And then editing's always part of it. So I guess maybe not. So I guess I don't get to do lighting. I would be editing. If I'm making a video, I have to edit it. So
Do
as I've been doing, but try it with ScreenFlow. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Try it with ScreenFlow. Step it up. Do it. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing about, you know, it's funny. I've heard people, you know, fab printers who are like, yeah, I was doing the editing and I dove in. I was really like working on it. And then like, I lost all this. I was working on it for 2 hours and it just crashed and I lost the stuff. And I'm like, yep, it happens. It happens with software. So you need to save frequently. You need to save often.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, with iMovie, I thought it just saves. Like sometimes it saves and sometimes it doesn't. I don't know. I'm done with
then
it.
Then by safety, save. Save.
How do you save? Often. I don't think you can. It's like
with iMovie?
Yeah.
Again, I stay far away from iMovie, so I wouldn't know how iMovie works. I know you used to be able to save with it. I don't know if it has like an auto save feature, if you can put that to like auto save once every 1 minute or something.
I have to look, but I should just be done then.
Yeah, you should be done with it. Like, it's time to walk away.
Okay.
Again, I'm telling you, like, very, very few people actually like the software. If you look up iMovie reviews, you will see one after the other of people who hate it.
Okay, that's good news.
Myself included. Like, I mean, I've learned on really, really challenging, difficult pro software. Like, yeah. that's I need all those options. I need all the pro options. And you know, it's robust for the volume of stuff that I do and the nature of the stuff that I do. But when I go into iMovie, I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just like, I stare at the interface and it's so, it's just, ugh, it's frustrating. I'm like, this should be extremely simple.
Mm-hmm. It is like for, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's, and considering like editing is dealing with a visual medium, Apple should know better.
So. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. You know, it should look easy to use. It should be intuitive.
They know what's how to do that.
Yeah, yeah. But I would definitely say ScreenFlow is a good way for you to go. You know, just to dive in there. And again, I have tips on how you know, tips are coming your way.
Okay.
Okay. But save often. I know, like, for me, my biggest
I'm a saver, like in Word and stuff. I just didn't even know you could. I really don't think you can. I think it's supposed to auto save, but I
can't. Get off iMovie. Walk away. Walk away. Yeah, because it should actually be both. You should be able to save it yourself, and it should have an auto save feature as well.
I'm gonna look, or I'm gonna Google that and then look just to know. But I don't want to mess up our feed or whatever, so I don't want to open it. iMovie also takes up so much.
Yeah, no problemo. Hold on, let me just make sure that there have been no more questions here from Eva, because we have like 4 minutes left.
Okay, well, I'm good. You guys got to see me super plain face. It's like only like work on my computer. I'm like in the workshop today, so I was like, oh, not camera ready, but it's
Love it. And like, it's funny because when I came home, because again, I was rushing back from this interview, and I was just like, I mean, I am camera ready right now. And I was like, damn, like I didn't have enough time to camera ready myself. Like, cause I was just, I mean, like the girls are hanging out today. Like, you know, like I normally would like not necessarily be so dressed up and stuff for you guys. Not necessarily. Cause you know, I want to keep things real in this group. Right. Yeah. But yeah, so you guys have the girls hanging out today, and you know, the hair is sort of doing something, but
good.
You know, so I appreciate that you hopped on. I mean, you look fabulous, so I don't even know, like, you should like always like, go around like that, like
lip gloss. But you have that nearby. I was like, oh, it's okay. This is all part of the process, I feel.
Yeah,
I have to remember in the group, though. I feel like I've only been like off, so
yeah. Well, I mean, granted, you're already pretty comfortable on camera. So like the first 3 weeks of the, or three weeks? One, two, no,
yeah,
2 weeks of
the
course.
Be my days, but then I had guests. And so hopefully tomorrow I got to get done with my talk, and then I will tomorrow for sure. So.
Okay. Bust a move.
Bust
a move, as they say. You know, I'm trying to think if there's any last minute tips I can give you with the editing on making it go faster. Outside of what you'll be learning in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, making the video shorter definitely helps.
Like original content shorter? Because okay. Like what is on the...
The final.
Yeah.
The final length of it. If it's shorter, like, and that could be something that could be like, you could be like, okay, I'm in order to maximize my time and how I spend my time in my business for right now,
right.
Like it doesn't have to be a forever thing. It could just be like for right now, while I am still learning how to edit, I'm going to do myself a favor and do 1 minute videos.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my God. That's so hard for me. I want to be like,
Okay, well, let's say 2 minutes then. But like, if it's that thing of weighing it out of like, oh, I'm not going to do my videos because it takes too much time, versus, you know, if I do shorter ones and maximize my time, you know, I would say do the shorter ones and maximize your time.
How do you feel about, because I was like, maybe they're just going to be super reality TV style where it's just like, just whatever I say, and then there's no editing and there will be intro, outro. As someone who does quality things, are you like, that's a little too real?
Yeah, it depends on the person. It really does. And it depends on how well your personality translates through when you're talking just you and the camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you and me having this conversation right now, I'm like, we don't need to edit this at all. You know, like, cause it's pretty alive. It's vibrant. You know, we had the angle adjustment. It all works, right? It all flows. Because both of our energy has been consistent. You know, we're giving, we're listening, we're paying attention, we're in the moment, we're not all freaked out, you know? So it really depends on how well you are able to speak off, you know, just speak without needing editing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the camera is different than in person.
Mm-hmm. You know? Like interaction and all this, yeah.
Yeah, and what you see, like, because it could just, if you're in person, let's say you're giving a talk, okay? And like, oh, your signature talk. Let's say you're doing your signature talk, okay? Being in the audience and seeing it live,
yeah.
There's an energy in the room that you feel. There's those pauses that make sense in the room with the energy of the people.
Mm-hmm.
There's the moments where you're catching what you're going to say that makes sense in the context. But when it's just you in your room by yourself, and the final medium is going to be a video up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
The context of that live experience is lost.
Right.
So those more like the slightly awkward moments can be are magnified when it comes to video. Those moments when you are zoning out, or moments where you know you are, I don't know if you're being hard on yourself or if you're thinking that what you just said was really stupid. You're like, oh, that didn't make sense. But you keep going, like it all reads and it reads without context.
Yeah, true. Right.
Makes sense. And that's why editing is so powerful because it gives the feeling as if you're in the room with that person. Because what editing does is it gives context.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, but I not like, you know, you definitely have, as you said, you're not afraid to talk, like you have the gift for gab. So it's certainly possible that, you know, you would be able to walk through your videos and just add tags at the beginning and the end, you know, put that music in the intro outro. One way to think about it is to get structured around it. Like if you decide, you know what, hey, I'm going to make life really, really simple for myself. I'm going to be a one take wonder, you know, or I'm just going to be like, you know, do a bunch of single one takes. If that's something that you feel you can do well, like you can give it some structure. So it could be like, and when I say give it some structure, what I mean is give it context.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is like no hold barred, this is me uncut.
Oh, like literally speak on the context I'm giving it?
Or the title of it is like Jennifer Uncut.
I see.
You know? So that people know that it's one take and they expect that.
Yeah, I got you.
You know? This is me, raw and real. Mm-hmm. Here we go. No cutting, no editing. This is you are getting me, Jennifer.
Okay.
You know, so you can frame it in a way and let people, like you just let it know through the title of the thing or you say it.
Right.
That this is what you're doing. And then people go along for the ride. They just need that context.
Right, yeah.
Make sense?
Totally, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Do you have anything else, Ladybug? We're at 4:03.
I'm
good.
Oh my God, it's the end of your day. It's the day. I'm about to go eat lunch.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
Bye, my pleasure. And yeah, you know, if you can, rock those videos tomorrow or post in the group. Come say hi.
I will.
And get some implementing done.
And, you know, loving up everybody. That's why I feel bad. I'm like, oh, I haven't been in the group. Like loving up on people.
Yeah, you're totally not alone. I think, I mean, it is a crazy time, like, you know, running this debut run in the middle of summer, vacation time.
Summer is so weird because I'm like, we're not teachers, but it's been, I've hosted so much, so many people.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and if you're home, if your office is at home, then you're not working.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yay,
okay. Cool. All right. I'm going to attempt to.
Tomorrow.
What's that?
I said, I'll see you in the group tomorrow.
Okay. All right. I'll look for you.
Yay.
All right.
Thanks.
If I can figure out how to get this to shut down.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I do.
Uh-oh. Hold on. It doesn't want to. Like, whenever I scroll over the button to reduce your screen, it disappears. It's like, no, I want to keep her here. Okay, so it's not. Yeah, it's not letting me do it. So if you want to stay on with me for our fond farewells, okay. If you're cool with that, because it's, again, it's like the disappearing, reappearing exit box. okay, cool. So let me just kind of backtrack here quickly. And Eva said here, and this is back towards dealing with teleprompters and stuff. So she said, yes, I know it's not a beginner thing. I just wanted to have this covered since there aren't many office hours left. Yes. Good for you, Eva. I'm so glad that you took action. Really, 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 really happy that you did. And you also say, wow, that last piece was great about scripting. Okay, so that's probably back towards the teleprompter and all that fun stuff that I was talking about, how to, you know, make sure that your teleprompter script sounds like you. So cool. Yay. All right. So, Jennifer and I are going to sign off, guys. Office hours. Let me see if this will work. Okay, wait. All right. All right, Jen. It's staying there. So I'm going to say goodbye to you and then I'll say goodbye to everyone. Okay. Thanks for hopping on.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go, guys. All right. So, yeah, love the questions again. You guys rock. Fabulous, fabulous stuff here today. And yeah, Eva, I'm very, very happy that you decided to hop on because it's not just for people who are like heavy into the course. You know, you've got me, so use me because I'm here. And all right, I think that's it. I love these questions, guys. That's it. We're drawing towards the end of implementation week. And I just want to say I have not seen visible signs of a whole lot of implementing. So I, you know, but I will say I understand, like, it's summer and, you know, stuff happens, life happens, and business happens and all that jazz. But if the reason that you haven't been implementing has to do with your video blocks, if you're just like, I'm just going to focus over here and do some basket weaving instead of diving in to the material. You know, there's a lot of content so far that deals with helping you get through this video block and that mindset, that, you know, too scared to dive in mindset. And we've seen some amazing transformations in the group of people who were exactly in your shoes and who are now like excited, to make their videos. So don't be afraid. Well, no, I won't say don't be afraid. Of course you're gonna be afraid, but it's just about stepping through that fear, you know, stepping through it despite having that fear. Okay. And I also, there's activities in there to help you, you know, up your motivation for doing it. So hop in when you can. Okay. No, like if it is the block, if that's what's stopping you, hop in as soon as possible. Make the most out of your time with me and with your amazing peers. I'm telling you, this group is outstanding. You have no idea how many happy dances I have done in seeing you guys just dive in and make progress, get results, and just like, you know, kick butt in the group. So yeah, anyhow, yeah. Happy dance. Okay, guys, that is it. I'm no longer sweating, so that's a good sign. Hopefully I won't sweat for you anymore this week, because that, I think twice is definitely enough. And that's it. All right, I will get this replay up for you guys in the next few hours. And you know what I'm gonna say? Dream up and press record. Okay, bye.